That's why he can do so many amazing things. Many people believe almost any darn thing they're told, especially if it sounds like something they already believe.
Yeah. moment in which we can do. Now, what we call the future is man's hope of the future, which he is hoping now. We are non-contemporary. We are non-contemporary.
Get it on, keep in time with the drum. And don't forget we're nothing yet but bong water. Are you coming to or coming from the understanding that I'm handing it to you? Or is that a job you don't dare do? Hey, my pretty flower, that's a letter for you. You'll find it on the shelf. Though it was posted in Calcutta, I know it's just a thought that you've written to yourself.
Time becomes the greatest tyrant in our lives. Time. And time becomes the greatest tyrant.
We watch a distant drum of flashing. On the beat in all his parrot fashion. Get in line, keep your time with the drum. And don't forget we're nothing yet but bong water. Don't move your feet until the next beat comes. One of the laws says I would hate to make the game seem mean. Hey, my pretty flower, can you guess where I've been? Can you guess at all? Well, I've been to your rooms and learned you got all the berries stand against the wall.
Make the press dynamically right. That which is good in the past will live.
Testing lightning in the sprightness of the moon. You're spinning like a jelly in a spoon. Hey, my pretty flower, there's a cat in the room. And it's not the type you used to. Well, oh, I think I let it to the sink and tried to make it drink it refused to.
We achieve a new relationship with life. Magnificent practice. Nature is
we
one
watch a distant drum flash.
It is never really
on the beat in all his
complexity
parrot in fashion.
We saw this confusion for the simple and gracious willingness to be
true.
Perfectly accept the obvious reality
of the drama
within us. There is a mysterious salt and power
in the drama.
Because it is not I, it cannot disturb my consciousness unless I permit it to do so.
Cut to Chicago. Music up. The time is the present. The place, an open-air coffee shop. The New York Times is spread out on the table. Joe is there with another girl. He's a very smooth kisser, and her nails are painted silver with pink edges that blend into the pink of his lips. He ignores me. I leave and walk down the street, through traffic and toward the water.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear what they say. Only the echoes of my mind.
shore helping suicides. A blonde fashion victim male model has a rope and is planning to hang himself. Others are gathered around the water's edge. A lot of AIDS patients, manic depressives, and other unhappy people. Anne Helen soothes them. She always had a calming effect on people. She has letters, too, letters from people who are threatening to kill themselves, and will she please try to stop them? Anne Helen has a house right there by the lake. She has a huge patio filled with plants and colorful flowers. Very life-affirming.
I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring
her to live. Where do you live? I ask her. In the Boston area, she mumbles. Oh, well, there's the trouble right there, I tell her. There's too much snow there. You need sunshine. Move to LA for a change. You need a change. It helps, believe me. You can make friends. Then I remember that the last time I convinced someone to move to LA, they had a nervous breakdown.
Kramer's there, we're shooting the new Bong Water video, and an old style ambulance pulls up and can you get that? Anyway, out steps that aging, pudgy editor from Rolling Stone, and he hands me that, poochie tie-dyed unitard, and I went, oh, come on, no more camp, I saw, I hate it. Anyway, we make our way into the valley below, and the scenery is spectacular. It's like a painting right out of the Hudson Valley River School, and I am awestruck. There's a bar at the top of the next peak, but, you know, I don't want to drink. Come on, someone's cajoling. It's grappa. And I think, wait a minute, isn't that the drink that the Portuguese guzzle by the truckload? What? No! Stop that! Let Sparky out! Let him out! Get out! All of you, out! Anyway, I drive the car down the mountain's road, and it's so icy, but, you know, I get back home. And in the loft, I find Lenny Kravitz sitting cross-legged on the parquet floor reading the latest issue of Enemy. He's wearing this transparent skull hood over his head, which I find more than a little creepy. Anyway, I ask him, what's big in England now? He replies, still reading the paper. Mushy peas. Oh, come on, I know that, I sigh with petulant exasperation. That's yesterday. I mean, what's really new? What's tomorrow? What's going on? What's happening? I mean, he doesn't answer, so I just engage in some codependent 12-step jogging jibber-jabber with some of my old friends from AA.
Like a regular compass, but instead of pointing north, it points in the direction of the nearest celebrity. A friend and I use it to find our way to a Zeppelin party.
Thank you.
face, from picking me up and carrying me around the room as if I were a human vacuum cleaner. I think he likes me. Somewhat satanic eyes. I think he likes me too. Oh, which one? 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 Which one will take me away to live with him in his castle in England?
An album cover? Oh, this is Alviro.
Oh, they call it Bong Water? That's the name of the name of it?
Yeah. You like it?
Bong Water. Oh yeah. I never heard of I never heard of a band with that name, no. Bong water. Hmm. That's the name of the band, huh?
Yep.
The name of the band.
Name of the band.
The name of the band is Bong Water.
Get out of my fucking bus.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Hi, glad you called. Guess what I'm doing right now? That's right, I'm walking along Hollywood Boulevard. All I hear are people around me asking each other, who's here? Who's here? But we know there aren't any stars out here. There's nothing much to do, so we go downstairs where, that's right, nude and lingerie-clad girls are having a pose-a-thon. Guess what I do? That's right. Then I'm in the desert. It appears to be in the Middle East somewhere. For some reason, I'm led to believe it's Iran, pre-Ayatollah. I'm at a very swank, very ostentatious country club. I'm swimming in a diving pool. My father and brother are there. I'm wearing a bikini, but lose the top in the pool. I get very self-conscious and embarrassed and ask my brother to dive under and get it, as I see it lying on the bottom. He tries, but it's too late. It's gone down the drain. Then I get all tangled up in a window frame that was floating in the pool, and I almost drown. I'm pulled from the pool. Then many servants surround the pool, which is now empty. They're dressed in ornate blue and gold uniforms and carry buckets of champagne. It is explained to me that this is a ritual execution. The pool will be filled with champagne, and the condemned man is to be thrown into it and shot or beheaded or dismembered or something. But it was something horrible because I know that I didn't want to watch it. I was horrified that all these dignitaries and Arab sheikhs sitting around the pool wanted to see this. I covered myself in a blanket and started to run. I climbed over and through a wooden catwalk, dodging or rather jumping over chocolate cakes that lie every 3 feet or so. People couldn't understand why I was trying to escape. I grabbed a dish towel and got outside. I put the towel on my head and saw my reflection. I thought I looked very biblical, like the Virgin Mary. And I was just about out of the gates and into the desert ahead of me when I was stopped by a very large, burly Armenian. He demanded to know where I was going. I'm going to live in the caves, in the desert, and get away from this disgusting display of savagery, I said. He wasn't going to let me do that and proceeded to guide me back to the country club, all the while telling me that he'd competed in the Arkansas Olympics. As we walked towards the club, I looked over my shoulder and I saw the desert and the mountains behind it, bathed in golden sunlight. I thought to myself, I have to get there somehow.
And I cried myself to sleep that night. I woke up the next morning, I had a big pain in my chest. I said, Daddy, Mama, come out quick! They ran in, what's wrong? Oh, my chest hurts so bad. They said, well, you stay home from Christian school today and you'll be okay. I said, all right. I stayed home, and as the day went on, the worse I got. Finally, they called a Christian doctor in, and he examined me. Marky, oh, so bad. Marky.
Well, what is there to say nice about Leonid Brezhnev? He was the jailer of his own people, the slave master of Eastern Europe, the butcher of Afghanistan. I'm glad he's gone.
You're gonna break another heart. You're gonna tell another lie. Well, here I am and there you go. You're gone again. I know you're gonna be the way you've always been. Breaking hearts and telling lies is all you know. Another girl gives you the eye and there you go. There you go. You're gone again. I should have known I couldn't win.
20 years old before you pick up the tempo. No, it's not funny. I'm they will give up if the obstacle is too big.
Stop.